Craig Sager joins us on the phone. Craig, welcome to Toronto. How are you?
Well, thanks. I'm not in Toronto quite yet.
Oh, so not yet?
Where it's 78 degrees and sunny. I got shorts on. And
attaboy.
Just got through going through my labs and got a blood transfusion to pump me up to get ready to go up there. And I'm on a golf course right now in shorts.
Attaboy.
Craig, do we want to break it to you? Have you been told what's waiting for you when you get here?
I heard it was going to be 6 or 8 below.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Been told right, Craig.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know whether you work in Fahrenheit or Celsius, but suffice to say, a lot colder than it was a week ago. We had 61 degrees Fahrenheit here a week ago, and it's going to be around 0 Fahrenheit when you arrive.
Is it snow on the ground?
A little bit, not much, really. We had nothing until 2 days ago, and now just a dusting. It's, you know, like, you probably won't see any downtown. Yeah, it is right now, I'll tell you that. You talked about your health. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I feel great. Like I said, I'm over here at MD Anderson getting treatment 1 week a month. I have to go through a maintenance chemo. So that's what I'm doing now. And then when I leave Toronto, I'm coming back for another clinical trial. So
go ahead.
Battling.
Speaking of clinical trials, you went through a clinical trial that had you doing chemo for 24 hours a day for 2 straight weeks. Is that accurate?
Yeah. That's it. It's called something, it's a numeral DFP. It hasn't been approved, obviously, by the FDA, but it was a clinical trial that they came up with, and I was the first one to get it who had had 2 transplants. And it got me in remission, and it saved my life. So I was very fortunate that, you know, MD Anderson was able to give it to me. And to be honest with you, when you're in chemo for 24 hours straight for 14 days, they tell you ahead of time, if you can survive this, if it doesn't kill you, you got a chance.
Wow.
And I survived the 14 days. I've handled chemo pretty well. I haven't had any graft-versus host with any of the stuff. I haven't had any bad side effects, nausea or vomiting or anything like that. You know, obviously, the usual, lose your hair. I've had that twice. But other than that, I felt pretty good. We're going to start on Sunday. So I come back here and do that for 8 days. And 28 days off.
I don't know if you can... Craig, I don't know if you can go to some place that's a little less windy or that's even possible, because it's almost impossible for us to hear you right now.
I'm sorry. Probably not. We're, like I said, I'm in Houston, and we're on top of a landfill.
Oh.
I can turn my body. Is that any better?
That is. Yeah, that's better. That's a lot better.
Okay.
I know a little bit about chemo, and I know that there are various levels of chemo that you can go through. Some is reasonably mild, and the side effects are limited. And for most people, you don't lose your hair. But clearly, this is a lot more aggressive. What you went through was a lot more aggressive. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I've had, I think, 10 different types of chemo. And that was by far, you know, the most severe. And they, you know, like I said, it hasn't been approved yet, but we tried it, and it seemed to work. So this next chemo I can be going through is also a clinical trial. It's some of my data mixed in with immunotherapy, and this will tell 2 to 3 hours a day in an IV for 8 straight days. So I will start that on Monday.
Craig, it's Mike Grange here. When we met in Oakland, you know, I was really struck by, you know, how the players in the NBA community really seems to gravitate to you and all the good wishes you get all the time. What's it going to be like for you this weekend? I know you missed All-Star last year because of your illness. How much did you have this event circle on your calendar, and what's it going to mean to you to be back at All-Star, an event I know you really have cherished covering over the years?
Yeah, I don't like to miss any events. You know, whether it's a regular season game or a preseason game, whatever, I always like to be there. And miss All-Star last year was you know, very hard, but I realized my body couldn't handle it, so I watched it and enjoyed it from afar. But I've been to every one since 1988 covering them, and I really look forward to that. I think it's our marquee event at Turner. It's our chance to showcase what we do best, and that's cover the NBA. We have all weekend is ours. It used to be, you know, several years ago where we didn't get to do the game on Sunday. NBC did, but under the contract we've had lately for the past decade or so, we do the game itself. And so it's really our time, and it's something I look forward to. I get geared up for it. I plan that as if it's, you know, like, I guess it'd be sacrilegious to say Christmas, but as far as the sporting events, you know, I've been to the baseball All-Star games and the Pro Bowls and all that. It's just nothing like NBA All-Star, because you have all the players there, plus they get a chance to shine. You know, as a kid, I went to an All-Star baseball game in Chicago, Ernie Banks was my favorite player, and he only got to bat once. When you go to an NBA All-Star game, you know darn well that ball's going to be in Kobe Bryant's hands for his last, you know, All-Star game, and Steph Curry's going to be hitting threes, and everybody gets a chance to do their thing. So I really look forward to the game itself, and then obviously the slam dunk and three-point contest and the skills. That's probably, you know, equally as attractive as far as, you know, the audience for that three-point contest. And this year, a little something special. I got an 11-year-old daughter named Riley and a 9-year-old son named Ryan, and they've been trying to be ball boy and ball girl for All-Star Weekend for a while, and of course last year I couldn't do it. So they were selected, so they're going to be the ball boy and ball girl on Saturday night. So
oh, great.
Fun for me, and I'll be working alongside of them. I gave them the participants and said, don't let it interfere with your homework, but try to memorize everybody in the competition and what team they're with, and when they want to practice, to make sure you know what you're doing. And you do your job, I'll do mine, and we'll talk about it after the event. So they're all excited.
Is there anything you would change about the All-Star Weekend? Is there anything?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, people have talked about changing the slam dunk, and, you know, we used to do the old-timers game,
yep,
which turned into a disaster.
Yep.
Torn knees, and
yep,
all the injuries we used to get. So it's been tweaked at different times. It, to the person at home, you know, obviously the game is, it's the showcase and highlights more like a video game, because we know there's not a lot of strategy. But it seems to be what they enjoy and what they like. There's so many other parts of All-Star Weekend, though. You know, all the meetings that they have and all the coaches that are there and all the players and the players' reps. And you get to see so many people in the parties and, you know, even the Rising Stars game. So I don't know. I think it's worked well. There's probably certain things that you could probably tweak. A lot of people want to get rid of that Rising Stars game, but now that we've changed the format, so it's the United States against the world, I think it's added a little more excitement, and the players love to play in it. So right now I'm just happy to be there. I'm not about to make any changes.
Yeah.
And we understand you've been assigned to the Western Conference, so more Greg Popovich, Craig Sager, love-ins.
Yeah, I don't know. He may be a little more relaxed now that, you know, the game doesn't mean as much. So I look forward to seeing Pop. I'm glad that they assigned me. I did campaign for the West, but Kobe and obviously the Golden State Warrior trio and all. I think I'd rather cover the West this year.
Craig, don't.
You like the home team.
Yeah. Craig, don't rush up. It's a lot chillier here than it is where you are. If you're here for the game, that's plenty. Thanks a lot for taking a few minutes today. Continued good health. We wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and see you tomorrow.